the past, the violence that's been happening in the city. And on the phone lines right now is Yonka Johnson, Donovan Lewis, his godmother. Ms. Johnson, is there any more thing that you need to say that we want you to get this word out to all of the community right now? Everybody's ears right now are focused on your voice. Is there anything you would like to say to everybody in Columbus right now?
I would just like to say to the people of Columbus that we have to stick together. We have to stay educated. We have to stay informed. And we have to put God first. And God can do all things but fail. And we're trusting that the police department and all the officials will do right by the family, because my God's son did not deserve to die. And whatever I can do, I'm willing to be an activist for my God's son. And I just want to link up with somebody that I can go forth so that things can be done in an appropriate manner.
Yes, now joining us, we have joining us now, because we've talked about what everybody doing, the role that everybody plays, and we did want to talk a little bit more about police officers and youth and families, but we're tight on time, and we wanted to bring some resources in here for folks so folks know that they could, who they could contact. And so with us we have Charles Hill, Vice President of Operations and Programming for the Columbus Urban League, and Bo Chilton, the CEO of Impact Community Action, and Perry Gregory serves as the Vice President with the National Center for Urban Solutions and also with the African American Male Walk, Wellness Walk. Welcome, gentlemen.
Welcome.
Good morning.
And we know that our communities will be safer and healthier when our people have the equal ability to realize their full potential. Violence and unrest arise, at least in part, because people don't see opportunity or they have no way to get the resources they need. What programs is this that can lead people to a better life? And I'm going to put the other questions in here, too. How can people access these programs, and what are some of the best success stories that you may have?
I'll go ahead and start. Charles Hill from the Urban League. Thank you for having me this morning. We have some phenomenal programs. Father to Father program, which is helping fathers be better pillars of their family and the community. We have Choose to Change program for our reentry program. We have our Neighborhood Violence Intervention program, which is phenomenal, it's helping reduce violence in our community. Our Parent Enrichment program, which also helps parents and kids be connected. I'm just going to give you one quick success story on the program that we had. We had a gentleman who just reentered the society, a guy by the name of Omar. He came out as a justice-involved individual, came through our Choose to Change program, got his mental ready to go. He then transitioned to our Father to Father program, got our my brother's closet, got him a new suit, got everything ready to go, and then he also then went to our Building Futures program. He actually now got a full-time job over $65,000 a year.
Wow,
by coming through, he went through the whole cycle of programs that we have there. So really excited about those opportunities. You can access those by going to www.cul.org. And to contact in our office, we have all those resources available on our website.
Thank you very much. That's the Columbus Urban League. Mr. Gregory?
Hey, I'm Perry Gregory with the National Center for Urban Solutions. And over at NCUS, we offer a plethora of programs to the community, from education, workforce, and health and wellness. So I'll start with the education programs. If you're 18 and 24 years old, we have a high school dropout recovery program that allows youth to come back and re-enroll and get their high school diploma. But while they're doing that, they're able to participate in in-demand credentials, where they're able to participate in our Construction Academy, which we've already partnered with companies like Google. We have our Advanced Manufacturing Training Program, which I would say is one of our best training programs that is training and equipping individuals for the future of manufacturing jobs that are right now coming to Columbus, Ohio, with companies like Intel, where you're able to participate in a certification course for up to 6 to 8 weeks, where we give you an earn and learn stipend. But you come out with a robotics automation certification, and then we're working with a plethora of employers here in Central Ohio who are ready to hire you right now. In addition to that, we also have some other programs. We have our STNA training program, which is really going well. We have
STNA? So folks,
STNA is a certified nursing assistance training program that prepares individuals to be nurses. And so if you want to be a nurse, that is the first pathway track for you. We also have our IT training programs, which we start from foundational to advanced skill courses. So from desktop support, if you could participate in that program, we give you an earning line or stipend. You can make up to $20 an hour to participate while you're doing the course. And then we have our advanced courses from our AWS Cloud Architects. You asked about a success story. We have a gentleman who took the Cloud Architect pathway. Now he's working at JP Morgan Chase, earning more than $95,000 a year. And then additionally, on the health and wellness side with the African American Male Wellness Program, we offer a plethora of programs for men to participate. We have our Real Men, Real Talk, which is really focused on closing the gap in mental wellness. So throughout the course of the month, we offer events where men can come and just participate in a safe space. And then we have our father program, Calling All Dads, in which we work with dads to help them be better with their children, particularly on the educational side from preschool and up.
We got a lot for the community.
Yeah, I'm going to come back and ask you again at toward the end for contact information so that people can get their pencils and things ready.
Yeah.
Mr. Bo Chilton?
Yes, thank you again. Taking from the parable, if you give a person fish, they eat for a day. If you teach them to fish, they eat for a lifetime.
Amen.
We try to give people fish by providing emergency assistance. Since June of 2020, we have distributed almost $100 million and served over 40,000 people, trying to keep people safe in their homes. We also give people fish through our rent assistance program, our utility assistance program, and referrals to the furniture bank. We teach people to fish through our empowerment services program in workforce, financial literacy, computer literacy. The workforce programs, we believe in being in partnership with the community. One of the mottos that we have is partnership over patriarchy or partnership over paternalism. And so we want to be in partnership with individuals who are seeking to become self-sufficient and have a living wage. And so we have career pathways with the CDL training program called Roads to Work, as well as one named after Casey Goodson Jr. And I got to give a shout out to Council Member Shayla Favor for being the one to fund that. She wanted to honor the legacy of Casey Goodson Jr., who also had just pursued his CDL license. And so she wanted to turn that pain into purpose. And so we have a CDL program. We've had some tremendous success with that. We've literally had people go through our program and 6 weeks later earning $65,000. Wow. So we definitely want to connect with the community and let them know that we have resources for them.
Well, we want to come back and get the contact information, but we've got to highlight that Columbus is rich in resources. And while we're going through some challenging times now, you can see that there's a lot that we have to offer in our community. And these are more so for the young adults that we're talking about right now and older adults, because you said they could get their high school grad, not GED, at a later time in life on there. And we have to focus again on the young folks still. We want to do that, but you guys are doing that and tremendous, and thank you so much. If you could come back and give us the contact information, appreciate that.
Sure. For other Urban League programs that we have, you can go to CUL.org. Again, it's www.cul.org. You can definitely go to our website. We have everything on there that you that you would be able to need to access all of our programs.
Thank you, Mr. Hill.
If you look, this is Perry Gregory again. If you're looking for career training programs, you can go to ncustech.org. If you're a young adult or adult, you can go to ausohio.com. And I always tell people, just come to our building at 899 East Broad Street and just tell someone you're ready to start your new path.
Mm. Thank you.
Mm. And Impact is located at 711 Southwood Avenue. Our website is www.impactca.org. Our phone number is 614-252-2799.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. I hope you guys wrote down those numbers there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got about 7 minutes left, 6 minutes left in this broadcast right now. And I just want to say to everyone who's listening right now, the phone number for you to call in is 614-291-0955. I'm only been in Columbus for 10 months. Mm. I'm from Florida. I'm from Miami. You know, I lived in Orlando for a good amount of time, and the black community is tight there. But to see this right here that's happening on these airwaves is a major thing that I mean, you don't see this in many cities at all. You don't see this, you know, in cities that I've been living in. You know, even in Miami, we have something similar to this. But to have all of these leaders in our community to come together and get on these airwaves and do this and open up the airways and talk to the listeners. And for the congresswoman and the mayor and the chief of police and all of these resources, how you said Columbus is a resource rich city. It's true. Mm-hmm. If you're listening right now, and if you need mental help, you need any type of help to restart your life, to get back on the right track. We have all these resources that people are bringing to you right now from the Urban League and the Columbus Urban League. Again, the address for people to just pull up and just walk in and say they're ready to start their life over again. You go ahead and give it one more time.
899 East Broad Street, centrally located right in the community.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to bring Mr. Jewel Wood back just for a couple of minutes to talk about trauma, the institutional betrayal. But I would be remiss if I didn't tell you, APDS, the African Center Personal Development Shop, we behavior health care center, we do drugs and alcohol and other drugs treatment, and also counseling for males who have domestic violence issues. We have some outstanding youth programs, but I just wanted to share those two things there today of what we have on there. And our number, we're at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. We open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturday 9 to 2, and you can walk in anytime.
You can go ahead and give us some information.
Sure. So one of the first things I want to say, thank you for the opportunity. And it is really, really important to honor what these brothers just said. And I just want to say that, you know, sometimes there can be a tendency to make everything sound like it's mental health, but a job can be one of the best antidepressants for a person, okay? A career can be one of the best anti-anxiolytics for our communities. And justice also can be a very important mental health thing. So one of the things that I did want to just mention briefly, because I think it was very specific to what's happening with our community, has to do with this concept called betrayal trauma. Okay, there's two types of betrayal trauma that I think are particularly important for African Americans. One is institutional betrayal trauma, which has to do with the idea that there are certain organizations or institutions that we rely on, that are obligated to support us, but that end up being a part of our victimization. And that type of trauma is something that is very specific to potential police departments. There's a number of examples that we can talk about. For example, you could easily think about what happens on colleges, campuses, when young women are victims of sexual assault, and they actually, you know, colleges and universities, you know, cover that up. Same thing happened with the Catholic Church. And so this idea about institutional betrayal trauma is important because for the police, who are actually obligated to protect us, part of the actual rage and frustration is most African Americans want the police in our communities, but how can we actually get to trust them when those are the people that's also obligated to victimize us, that are participating? And I would just say, just in general, no victim ever should be forced to trust their perpetrator. That doesn't even make sense. Mm-hmm. But we have this relationship where, as a community, we need the police, and so we need to have the police involved in this process. So this institutional betrayal trauma is something that we got to deal with. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about it at a later time at more length. Thank you.
Yeah, thank absolutely. You. Thank you. You had something right quick, and now I want to close out.
Yeah, I just wanted to say the brother talked about coming to this community, only being here for 10 months and seeing the way in which we've galvanized. That did not always happen. And I got to give credit where credit is due to Stephanie Hightower and to Jerry Saunders. They created Equity Now Coalition, and they're demanding that we have equity in our community. That takes work, and we got to stay unified. So thank you for your leadership.
Thank you.
Amen to that.
Thank you. Donovan Lewis is not here to tell his story, his side of this story. But what if he was a deep sleeper and he didn't wake up easily, especially at 3 a.m.? What if he had a long day of work? What if he was trying to get oriented and determine if he was dreaming or if it was real that he heard a dog scratching on his bedroom door and barking? One fact that we do know is that the bedroom door was open and he was shot within 2 seconds. There's a lot of what ifs, and his family and our community need answers. I offer condolences to his family. We offer condolences to his family and loved ones. We are hurting. We are collectively traumatized by these murders of unarmed black men, disrespectful treatment of blacks that have been going on for decades. It is a culture that is in the Columbus Police Department and many other police departments across our country. That culture is to perceive blacks as less than we are. An officer directed Donovan to crawl on the floor to them after being shot. Instead of leaving him on the bed until the medics arrived, they carried Donovan outside his apartment, then downstairs, and placed him on the ground before administering CPR. Enough is enough. Our community is demanding accountability towards these police officers and any officer who unreasonably brutalize or kill another human being in the line of duty. In this case, while we wait on the completion of the investigation by the Ohio Criminal Investigation Bureau, it would be helpful if the mayor's office and police department would report.